This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I never seen him. So, Lord, what's wrong? He said, here's the answer. A clean and holy life.
Amen.
Wonder how clean it's got to be. Pretty clean, right, Ernest? Got to be. We and you ain't got there yet, but we're gonna work on it, ain't we? We're going to work on it. I would love it if I could get so clean and pure. I could say, Lord, I got a little problem here. I said, Lord, what's the answer? And he'd peer right there on that platform for me and talk to me. I said, tell me the answer. I said, oh, Lord, just tell me scripture so-and-so. Wouldn't it be awesome to come to church like that?
Amen.
And then one day, you get clean enough, pure enough. And when I say, the Lord's appeared, I don't believe that. And one day, one of you stand up out there when I say, Lord, and he appears right there and somebody jumps up and says, I see him too. He's up there. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Amen.
But do you know, he says every time we gather together, two or three of us in his name, he's here in our presence.
Amen.
So why can't we see him? There must be too much sin in our life, right? Isn't that amazing? He says if we will clean up our life and walk holy in his presence, because without holiness, you will not be able to see the Lord. The scripture says that. Look after each other so that none of you will miss out on this special favor of God. Look after each other. Watch out. Listen to this. This is the one that blew my socks off when I read this last night. This jumped off the page at me. Listen closely. Watch out that no bitter root of unbelief. A bitter root of unbelief rises up among you, for whenever it springs up, many are corrupted by its poison. Not just one of us. Make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau. Let me go over and read that verse 14 and 15 in the King James. Here is the New King James. It says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many will become defiled. I am not sure at this point I really have all of the revelation from this I understand, that I need to understand. But what I'm seeing here in this, that if you get into a state of bitterness and the root of bitterness and unbelief comes into you, let's say somebody does something to you at church. Or let's say that some of you might have had a bad life. A bad life. I mean, maybe your daddy. Maybe he drove you. Maybe he took you out and made you work extremely hard. Really abusive to you. And then you worked hard as you could to do the best you could. And then when he came out, he said, that ain't good enough. You don't ever do nothing right, you little dummy. And so as you grow up with a root of bitterness.
Man.
And then one day, I'll give you an example. I've had experiences like this. And I don't understand them, but I'm beginning to understand them with this scripture. Some man comes to work for you, you know he's bitter. You can tell it. You can see it. But you tell him to do something, he does a good job. Really a good job. You think, well, I need to go in and sit down with Jack and tell him he done a good job. I need to compliment. He needs something good. Here I'm a man of God. So I need to go in and compliment him because Jesus told me to love him. And so I go in and say, hey, Jack, I need you to come in. John, whatever, Mike, whatever his name is. I need you to come in here. I want to talk to you. And he comes in and you sat down with all the intentions of praising him. And this spiritual root of bitterness that's in him, he expects nothing but bad from you because that's all he's ever had from a man. And so that spirit is alive in him, although he's not speaking it, but it's coming forth. He's thinking it. There's power even in your thoughts. Just think. There's another scripture that came to my mind last night when I was studying this, the wee hours this morning, that the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years and could in no wise receive her healing. One scripture says, and she thought within herself, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. She was not speaking. She was only thinking. But that thought was so powerful within her, when she touched Jesus, the healing power flowed into her and healed her. Now then, if it'll do that from your thoughts, why won't this root of bitterness, why is it when I walk in to sit down to talk to Mike or whatever the guy's name is, and I go in with the full intent to compliment him, or you may go in to sit down with your spouse and say, I'm going to tell them how much I love them. And you walk in to tell them how much you love them, and all of a sudden you're in a fight, a knockdown dragout. And when you left, you walked out and you think, good grief, what is it I do wrong when I'm around this person? Why am I like this? That spirit of bitterness is so heavy within them, it takes control over you. What did the scripture say? How many will be defiled because of the spirit of bitterness? Many. So if you have a spirit of bitterness, you can ruin everybody's life around you. That's why you need to come to the cross. Lord, I have this bitterness toward my husband. Or I have this bitterness toward just to my father. Or I have bitterness toward someone. Somebody abused me in my life. Who knows what it was? Lord, I repent. I bring this to the cross. And I ask you to forgive me. And let's cast this root of bitterness away. And when you come and repent, then it will go away. And then you can totally change. But you know, as I sense these things and God continues to give me revelation in these areas, I think about like Mike. I go in to talk to Mike, a fictitious name, and he's done a great job. I go in and sit down and say, Mike, and he is so negative and that root of bitterness is so powerful around him. I'm wanting to tell him all the good things he did right on that job, but instead I say, you know, this part right here, you've done a lousy job on this. Maybe you've done five things right, but one wrong. I said, you know, and you really need to straighten your act up because you didn't do this worth a flip. You could have done much better here. And I'm thinking. And now he's all upset and mad. And I walk out and I think, God, what is wrong? I went in there with four things he done right and one stupid little thing is wrong. What did I do? I attacked him with the one thing he did wrong. Why did I do that? Because of the spirit, a root of bitterness that was in him that literally took control of me. What did the scripture say? Watch out. Now the Living Bible said watch out. Let's go to the King James. Let me read this to you in the King James. King James says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You stop and meditate on that a little while, Pat. And you think, wait a minute. What is he saying? Let's read it in another translation, you think. That couldn't possibly be. And you turn to another translation. Pursue peace with all people and holiness.
Well, that's which no one will see the Lord.
Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble. Well, let me tell you, when a root of bitterness comes up, it'll cause trouble. And then it said, and by this root of bitterness, many will become defiled. You know, as I read that last night and meditated on that, I thought, you know, Lord, I can see now when if I walk in the morning, that's why when I used to come in praising the Lord, that's why when the Lord said, when you come in this house, you're supposed to have your hands up raised, praising and worshiping the King. But what do some of us do? We come in with that root of bitterness. And we walk in, somebody says, hi, how are you doing today? I had a bad week. You don't want to hear about it. See? You pass that off to this one. Then Ernest walks in, he's happy as he can be. How are you doing, Pastor? I said, well, I had a lousy week this week. He said, whoa, wow, what's wrong with you today? See, I'd let the spirit of root of bitterness get in me. And then all of a sudden, the devil reminds him of something he had last week that didn't go just right. And somebody or his wife might have turned and said, what about that deal? I said, don't talk to me about that woman. You see how that root of bitterness can get in there? And it defiles me and you. And now it carries over to your wife. And then first thing, no, she's upset with everybody. It passes right on down. See, did he? And look what he says in this NLT. He says in verse 14, try to live in peace with everyone.
Amen.
Why is it important to live in peace with everyone? Because we don't let this devil get in. He says, and seek to live a clean and holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I want to see God.
Amen.
I want to see Him. And then it says, look after each other. Look after each other, watch, help people, so that none of you will miss out on the special favor of God. Say, I want all the special favor of God, don't you? I mean, I want the favor of God. I want the special, I want when I pray for you. I mean, I think about all the people. I didn't have time to tell you about the mighty miracles and the healings and everything we saw God do up there and the lives He put back together. Wow. I think about one couple. He had an incurable disease that came up on him a year ago. And after Sunday night, they met with their pastor, and pastor wanted to see if we would meet with them, Ty and I, the next afternoon. So we told him, sure.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.